regarding a person by the name of Ahmad Jibril. And the questioner here, after giving the salams to the Shaykh, said, "Our Shaykh, may Allah preserve you and bless you. If you please, we have a man in America named Ahmad Jibril, who is calling the Salafis by the name of Yahud al-Qibla, or the Jews of al-Qibla, the Jews of al-Qibla al-A'adhu Billah. Ahmad Jibril also prays some of the heads of Daesh, or ISIS, as they call them in the West. Ahmad Jibril claims that he memorized the six books of Hadith, as well as the Musnad of al-Imam, I believe Ahmad in that case. And consequently, some of the people have been deceived by him and wanted to take knowledge from him. So what is your advice to those that see this man to be qualified to teach the knowledge, or qualified for people to take knowledge from him? And what's your advice to the Muslims in general regarding that man and the likes of him? Jazakum Allahu khayran. May Allah reward you. In answering that question, the Sheikh Hafidhahullah said, whoever praises Daesh first and foremost, the least we can say about him, that he is from the most ignorant of the people. We're not going to say that he's ignorant, but rather we're going to say he's from the most ignorant of the people. Because the issue of Daesh is well known to the Muslims as well as the non-Muslims across the board. The issue of Daesh is known. Apologize, brothers. The issue of Daesh is known to the Muslims and the non-Muslims across the board. So this man, we're going to, again, regarding that Ahmad Jibril, the person named Ahmad Jibril, we're going to say he is from the most ignorant of the people. That's the least we can say about him, because he's praising Daesh, he's praising ISIS. You tell me who does not know the crimes of Daesh or ISIS. We're going to mention quite a few. Daesh, for example, is made up by the disbelievers, is a product of the plotting of the disbelievers. The disbelievers actually put them, or pushed them up, or made them up to defame Islam, to make Islam look bad, or put Islam as a religion in bad light. The disbelievers put Daesh together to hit and destroy the societies of the Muslims, and also to draw or pull the young amongst the Muslims to a particular land so they can destroy him and kill him, and so on, and tear him up, wal'iyadu billah, amongst other things that they have done for those who have fell for the plotting of ISIS or Daesh. So in reality, Daesh does nothing but clearly putting Islam in a very bad light and defaming Islam and Sunnah. Yet you hear it from Daesh saying, we are the people of Sunnah, we're upon Tawheed, we're upon monotheism. But in reality, they're very far away from Tawheed, they're very far away from monotheism. And if we ever to assume that they are upon any form of Tawheed, any form of monotheism, Daesh themselves, in whatever land they are in charge of, would have abolished all the graves and all the shrines and destroyed them and leveled them with the ground, since the people actually worship those graves and those shrines, along with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in reality, but keeping in mind, the reality of that action is actually from the yani actions of the ruler, of the Muslim ruler, not those who are under the Muslim ruler. The Muslim ruler, in other words, is the one in charge of leveling the shrines and the graves that are worshipped along or other than Allah. But yet you find Daesh in the lands that they are in charge of, leave those graves and leave those shrines, the huge ones, for example, that are well known in the land of Iraq up until now. And yet they went and destroyed well-known historical sites that may have idols in them that are not being worshipped, just for the sake of instigating the hatred and the enmity of so-called organizations and societies that يعني defend historical sites and so on. You would see Daesh, for example, went to the sources of oil in Iraq and other than Iraq and Syria. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. They went to the sources or the يعني refineries of oil or the tanks that hold the oil and helped with transporting and selling that oil to Turkey, which Turkey turned around after taking that oil from Iraq and sell it to the Jews in Tel Aviv. In other words, Daesh is helping Turkey or became a main source of oil for the Jews in Tel Aviv via some harbor that we cannot remember in Turkey. Also, Daesh used to go to places where the Shia lived alongside the Sunnah in peace and went as far as killing the young and the old amongst the Shia, so the Shia themselves started fighting the people of Sunnah and killing the people of Sunnah. Even though before Daesh or ISIS came to those lands, the Shia and Sunnah lived alongside one another in safety. Daesh, for example, is upon the takfir of al-hukam, taking the Muslim rulers, even whole entire Muslim nations, even whole entire Muslim armies out of Islam, throw them out of Islam altogether. They even attack the da'wah or the call of al-Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, amongst other scholars that are known to have called to tawheed. In other words, Daesh or ISIS is nothing but a criminal gang that been supplied and supported by intelligence of the disbelievers, by different intelligence organizations from disbelieving lands, from all over the world, wal-iyadu billah. As for his speech by accusing the people of Sunnah that they are the Jews of Al-Qibla or the Yahud Al-Qibla, in reality, we do not know anybody saying such a statement except the people of Sunnah saying that regarding the people of Bid'ah, regarding the people of innovations. Meaning people of Sunnah used to give that name, for example, to Al-Rafida, to the extreme sect of Shia, as well as Al-Murji'ah, amongst others. They would call him Yahud al-Qibla. So it's a term or a name given by the people of Sunnah to some of the people of innovations. So the fact here that he's saying this about the people of Sunnah, that tells me he is khabith, and I apologize for using the word. Khabith, for the lack of a better translation, is wicked beyond any limit. Wal-iyadu billah. And I don't think this person is honest in any shape or form regarding the claim that he memorized the 6 books of hadith, let alone any other books. And the Sheikh mentioned an example happened during the time of his Sheikh, Sheikh Mukbil rahmatullah alayh, that a person came to Sheikh Mukbil claiming that he memorized the 6 books of hadith. And later on, it became clear to Sheikh Mukbil, amongst others, that that person with that claim was a liar, and he was never honest about it. So I do not advise, the Sheikh said, anybody from amongst the Muslims to attend anything for this so-called Ahmed Jibril, or sit around him in any shape or form, or take from him. I do not feel safe for our men, for our young people, to take any knowledge from such an individual. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam.